In Northwest news from KPLU, Republican candidate Donald Trump took to the stage Thursday night at the final night of the GOP National Convention. He was rallying the crowd behind him as the party looks toward the general election. We've been checking in with Washington State Delegate Jack Bell throughout this week as part of our election series From the Floor. Bell was elected to the National Convention as a state delegate supporting former candidate Ted Cruz. He's since thrown support to Donald Trump in the interest of party unity, though he has said he wanted to hear more specifics from the GOP candidate. Following Trump's comments last night, KPLU's Ed Ronco started with a basic question.
Did Trump deliver?
He did. He absolutely delivered. I thought his speech was fantastic. He seemed very presidential. And something that I haven't seen from him that he really showed was humility and courage as well when he said that he greatly appreciated the evangelical vote, even though he may not have deserved it.
You had mentioned that you wanted him to adhere to the Republican platform. Did you hear that in the speech tonight?
I did. I thought he laid out a pretty solid plan. Something that I really, really didn't like that he was saying before that he kind of rescinded on tonight was he talked about protecting against Islamic terrorism by not allowing certain areas that would be a threat rather than banning a certain religion, because that just goes against everything that I see this country as.
Yeah, his proposed ban on Muslims entering the country, his temporary ban on that.
Yeah, he said that rather than banning a certain religion, he talked about banning certain areas that were of a high risk of threat to United States citizens.
I heard a lot of promises of what he wanted to do, some crime statistics. I didn't hear a lot of how and a lot of a plan to carry it out.
Yeah, I mean, mainly what he did was he laid out the platform. Obviously, he's not going to have time to explain how he's going to do each and everything, but the fact that he was solid on the issues themselves of what he's going to do, I was really happy with it.
You know, during the speech, we're all familiar with the balloon drop that has happened at many a political convention. We see that on television. What's it like to be in the middle of that speech and then that aftermath of that speech?
Throughout Trump's speech, it was a lot of pride because I hadn't really realized his full potential. Like I said before, I wasn't certain that he was going to be able to come out and show the humility that he did. I didn't think that he was going to be able to come out and be as genuine as he was. So there was that aspect of pride in the people that elected him that maybe they did know what they were doing.
When you're going through this week, are you and the delegates talking, when you do have those conversations about politics and policy, are you talking about Washington State? Are you talking about the larger national picture? What's that conversation like?
Mostly a national picture is what I've taken from this. But with the whole Donald Trump thing, it was also a lot of what they wanted to see from him in the coming days, and a lot of them were very happy with his speech. I didn't hear a single negative comment about it tonight.
Jack, you know, I was 18 not terribly long ago, and I remember being very, very annoyed when people said, you are the future, because I thought, well, wait a minute, I'm doing things now. So this question is kind of in that vein, so forgive it, but you are a part of the Republican Party now at age 18, but you're also undeniably going to shape its future. What do you think is good and what needs changing as the Republican Party moves forward as somebody who will be seeing that future and perhaps in charge of at least part of it?
As a party, we need to reach out a lot more to millennials through social media and changing our messaging and how we portray ourselves. Right now, it's kind of cast in a negative light at some time, especially for millennials. Obviously, we're not winning in the 18 to 25 age group. And I think a lot of people just don't truly understand what it means to be a Republican. We are the party of hope. We are the party of diversity, and we are the party of growth. And I think that needs to be portrayed a lot better.
Give me some examples of what it means to you to be a Republican. You say we're the party of hope, we're the party of diversity. Give me some concrete examples of how you see that demonstrated.
We elected the first Hispanic governor, Susana Martinez. This whole process began with a Sikh prayer, and yesterday ended with a Muslims for Trump speech, along with a prayer.
What's your big takeaway from this week, even beyond just the party stuff and the platform stuff? You, Jack, a human, a voter, what did you take away?
It was definitely a massive learning experience for me, just to see how the process works and how obviously there's going to be centralized power and it's harder for the grassroots movements to make an impact. But at the same time, in these committees, they were able to push different things through, and they were elected by the people. They were elected by people that went out and they participated in the process. So the biggest thing that I took away is that one person can make a difference if they get involved.
That was Washington State Delegate Jack Bell talking with KPLU's Ed Ronco. We've been hearing Bell's view of the Republican National Convention throughout this week. And next week, we'll be hearing from a Washington State Delegate at the Democratic National Convention in Philadelphia.